Yes, I've just got indication from our engineer that Shane is indeed on the line and he'll be talking to us about Sauk Hajj list that has just been released. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brother Shane Isuk.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you, brother Ijaz, and to the listeners of Radio Islam International.
Jazakallah khair for joining us, Shaheen. Now, the list is out. Tell us more.
Well, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, alhamdulillah, the long-awaited time has come for the accreditations to be put out. And alhamdulillah, we've accredited 1,950 persons last night. Inshallah, we make dua that Allah accepts from those people, and applicants who were successful go onto the website and accept the accreditation, and get themselves organized with the Hajj operator of their choice. At this stage of the game, alhamdulillah, we've started seeing a very slow take up of the accreditations, but inshallah, within the next few days, we expect it to pick up its pace. Although successful Hujjaj have until the 3rd of May, until 2300 hours, to accept their accreditation and choose their Hajj operators, failing which, if no activity is complete or nothing is done, then they will be cancelled, and they will then unfortunately move to the back of the queue. Those who wish to change from one year to the next, if they're not ready, they can do so on the system as and when they go on to accept their accreditation, inshallah.
Inshallah. Now, Shaheen, you said 1,950. Can you please just name all of them right now? I'm just kidding.
Certainly. Where would you like me to start? The back or the front?
Go in alphabetical order, please.
Now, Shaheen, next question,
and what do these Hujjaj that have made it on the list now, what do they have to do now?
Well, after the acceptance of accreditation, I think the most important factor is that, we've had our Hajj roadshows across the country, the last one being yesterday in the KZN region. They now have to make an informed decision as to which service provider they're going to be using, so as to do the necessary contracting with that Hajj operator. The sooner we get this process done, the better, because we have timelines that we have to fulfill and that we have to follow in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. So once that is all complete, inshallah, then it also helps the operator to get the necessary allocations insofar as, the number of beds that they would require, the number of seats that they'd require on the aircraft, etc. I think the logistics in the background then, starts taking shape, and the knock-on effect in terms of contracting and so forth gets taken. One most important factor that we always recommend and that we always bark upon is that no Hujjaj must sign a blank contract with any Hajj operator. They must ensure that they sign a complete contract based on the services that you have been told you're going to be getting, based on the hotel that you have been told you're going to be getting, in order to protect yourself and also in order to make sure that there is ease of reference from a perspective of any disputes that may arise down the line.
Yes, you're listening to Sabah al-Muslim. We're speaking to Shaheen Isup. We're talking all things Sauk Hajj list. Now, Shaheen, you said 1,950. So the number seems to be getting less by the year. When will that number start?
Not necessarily. I mean, we've had a quota of 2,500.
Yes.
4 years ago, they've reduced the international countries' quotas by 20%.
Okay.
And naturally, that took 500 away. We've had 2,000, obviously, for the last few years. And out of that 2,000 list, we also have to set aside, on a ratio of 1 per 50, workers that will accompany the Hajj operators to see to the needs of the necessary pilgrims.
Yes.
So from that perspective, alhamdulillah, we've kept back the 50 for those particular purposes. And, we accredit the 1950. We've always had between 1950 and 1970 that would, perform Hajj in a particular year.
Right. Any indication or any estimation when you think that this numbers will increase? Is it all based on the construction?
Yes, it's based on the construction and also based on the number of people that we have in the country. Unfortunately, in the past census that we've had, our government failed to put on religious affiliation, and as a result, a correct or a contemplated number could not be ascertained. And as a result, there is an assumption that we have 2.5 million people in the country, and based on that assumption, we have 2,500, which is 1,000 pilgrims for 1 million Muslims in the country.
Indeed. Now, what are the duties and fees that need to be paid now?
Well, as mentioned, the duties are quite simple. They have to go onto the system and accept the accreditation. A message will then come back to them that they've got to pay the necessary Sauk Hajj fees. This year is 1,300 rands, which they will pay. And that fees will basically be utilized into the repatriation of services from a Sauk mission perspective back to the Hujjaj in the kingdom. The bulk of our costs is actually incurred in the kingdom. You know, people may say that that's an exorbitant amount. Last year we costed, each pilgrim cost us 1,500 rand, and we only charged 1,000 rand. This year, given the declines in the exchange rate, and given the cost increases in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, we're costing about 1,750 rand, again subsidizing the pilgrims by an amount.
Okay, now, once a person is accepted, right, what are the next steps thereafter?
Once he's accepted, pay the necessary SAUK fees. Thereafter, go to your operator of choice, go and do the necessary contract, because once you have chosen your operator on system, your name flows down into the operator portal, and that operator can then see that you have made an indication to travel with them, so you need to complete your agreements between yourself and the operator.
Any closing steps on this, closing comments on the SAUK Hajj list?
I think the most important is that Hujjaj, you know, have been on the system for more than 4 years. They've also had an informed decision from a perspective of packages that have been available in the public domain. So people can make a very quick decision, and we ask people to do so, please, because no extension will be given in time, and we may get all the tips from everyone, inshallah.
Inshallah. Ameen. Jazakallah khair, Shane Yusuf, for explaining to our listeners the procedure and for giving us that update. You have yourself a wonderful day, sir.
Jazakallah khairan once again, Ijaz. All the very best to you and to everybody at Radio Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, that was Shane Isub, SAUK president, talking to us about the Hajj list that has just been released. Such an exciting time for those that have been waiting. It's also a very sad time as for those getting nostalgic and thinking back on the time when their names were, you know, made it onto the list and they were getting ready, especially those that went last year. I'm sure this must be bringing back lots and lots of memories for you. You're tuned to Radio Islam International. The program is called Sabah al-Muslim, and I'm Ijaz Khan, sitting in for Mulana Suleiman for the duration of this week, inshallah.